The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Morning.
What's up?
Oh, you sound really enthusiastic.
I am.
You are? Good. That's good, because we have a lot to talk about today.
We do?
Are you recording? Everything recording for you?
Yeah. You sound like we have something serious to talk about.
We do. This is the end. Sorry. Later.
Tony Newman and Joey are taking over the podcast.
Yeah. They did a really good job. Tony, being one of those guys who's kind of like quiet, you know, really doesn't say much. And when he does, you know, excellent podcaster.
Yeah.
Excellent podcaster.
We're gonna get you a stress ball.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, because I keep
touching your microphone.
Well, I gotta touch something.
Well, you're gonna touch I'm gonna send it to your house.
I didn't have my little wire during the other episodes.
Yeah.
I need my little wire to stretch.
You were sitting next to me, and it was like every 30 seconds you were just like adjusting something. Yeah, it's tight. It's adjusting, like, man. Your hat's fine. Your glasses are good.
Nose okay?
Nose is okay.
Welcome to this week's episode. If you're tuning in, you're like, hey, what happened to those amazing guest episodes that we were promised? They're coming.
Nobody's wondering about that.
They are. Yes, they are. They're wondering what happened to Daniel Smith. What happened to Phil Fowler?
No one's wondering about anything, man. This is all a perception in our head.
All right.
Nobody's even watching this.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But anyway, guest episodes next week.
Yeah, we're going to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, that's going to... I need it.
Well, so. We're not really going to take 2 weeks off, because you still have to watch the episodes, edit the episodes.
Yeah.
Add photos to the episodes, but we don't have to talk to each other for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to have guest episodes coming. Today we're going to be talking about our trip to Mininets and all the great things that happened and everything that happened along the way, and a lot of things happened along the way.
Yep.
Starting in a little bit in reverse, we're coming back. We stopped in New Mexico at that little Indian hut thingy. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
And everybody's all like, no, yeah, come on. You can't just tell like that. Nope. I was sick. I immediately got home.
I don't think anybody said that, because I do the same thing. If I know when I'm getting sick.
Oh yeah.
Like there's a small telltale sign, and I go, yep, I'm getting sick.
Yeah. Well, because Lindsay had said oh, it's maybe just the climate change. I was like, no, I know that one. It's this little dry feeling in the, where my nose meets my throat.
Yeah.
I get this little dry feeling right there. And then I go nope, that's it. That's a wrap. And so I felt that. And then we got to your house, quickly unloaded, and I got on my way. And I was like, because sometimes I'll stay at your house an extra night. That way I can be fresh to go. But
it just depends on when we show up.
Right.
Like a lot of times where it's 3 a.m. when we're
exactly.
showing up.
Yeah, so this time it fell right in that pocket where it was the perfect time to leave. It was 6 p.m. And I was like, I got to race home to beat this feeling like this. And So I wonder, because I posted a thing. First of all, thank you to everybody who made orders on the website while I was gone. Those will be shipping today. Today's Monday. Those will be going out. I was going to do it, as soon as I got home, but I did get sick. So I posted this thing, and again, me being kind of more clever than I think I am, I posted this picture of Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
mm-hmm.
and he's in bed. You know that scene, right? He's sick, mm-hmm. and he's in bed. Okay, I don't know if some people got that, and some people just thought I was sleeping.
Oh, like you were just tired?
Yeah, I was just tired, just laying in bed. So I was like, oh, maybe people didn't quite get the gist of what I was, you know, trying to portray. But
why were they messaging
you? I was very sick. No, I was just, a couple messages were like, yeah, I would like something about being tired. And I was like,
Oh yeah.
No, I was just deathly ill. Not deathly ill.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're fine. You probably just had a little cold.
No, so Tuesday or Wednesday when I got home, doing my normal things, unloading the trailer, unpacking things, putting stuff away, not feeling great, you know? And then Thursday, I just was in bed all day, dude. I was messed up. So it was bad. It was baddish, you know, but I'm really glad I felt like that at home.
Oh yeah.
That, you know, I could have felt like that on the trip, because Tuna was like that on the trip. You know, he was feeling, he was not feeling so great. So I'm really glad I was home to feel that way and not anywhere else.
It's always better to be sick at home, not on the road, or especially like in the car too.
Yeah, definitely. And so if I cough during this, I'm sorry. You can probably hear it. I'm a little nasally.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm fine now. It's Saturday. We're sitting here. We're recording this podcast and talking about our trip. Where do you want to begin? At the beginning?
Yeah.
At the beginning. All right. So the beginning is we left your house, got on the road, and it snowed basically from Flagstaff to basically Amarillo almost, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing was, like, when you showed up the night before, it was hot here in Phoenix for a while. And then all of a sudden, like that day, I remember I left in the morning. I had to go do something, and my uniform out here is shorts and flip flops, you know, mm-hmm. for when it starts to warm up. And I was like, I walked outside. I go, it's not very hot today. And I just never check the weather forecast because
you just assume it's going to be hot.
I don't assume anything. Like, I didn't check the weather forecast on the travel either. We've never hit weather,
right,
going to mini nats or anything like that, you know. So I'm just like, oh well, whatever, it's not a big deal, it's not rain's not going to mess us up or anything. So but then it got cold that night, it was raining, and we like had to wait out the rain to freaking
load
up and stuff. And then that same storm that night went up to the Flagstaff area and just dumped snow, you know what I mean, like crazy.
So that was the same thing, we were just sort of like following this storm on our trip, huh?
No, those were different. They were different storms. Like they were, because it just kept wrapping and wrapping and wrapping. I just think, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what it is, but like, I don't know when it actually started snowing, because there was snow on the ground, but like when it actually started snowing.
It started like snowing in where we got stuck in New Mexico, Albuquerque, just outside of Albuquerque. That's when it really started to snow. Because, yeah, it was like kind of this, like you could tell it had snowed before, and like the closer we got up to Flagstaff, there more and more snow on the ground, but we never really had snow falling. And it wasn't until we got into that area where we got stuck for 4 hours on the 40, which was an adventure by itself. So one interesting thing is, so I'm going through my footage, reviewing it, you know, getting ready to lay out this new video and stuff. And I specifically said in the video, and it's interesting because I was like, well, a lot of the times we go on these trips and it's the same thing. We go down the same route. We stop at the same stuff. We buy the same food, basically. Like, it gets pretty repetitive.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, things kind of take us for a bit of a turn.
Yeah.
And that was this one. This one took us for a turn. It ended up with us being stuck on the freeway for 4 hours due to an accident because of the snow, which ended up being like a 15-car pileup, right?
Yeah. And there was some people that were stuck in that for like 8 hours.
Because we had just kind of caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, because that freeway was shut down. I think when I was looking on the maps, it like shut down at like 1.
At 1? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So then it might have been the snow. So the funny part about it is we're cruising along. I had taken over driving. I'm driving. We're driving through Albuquerque, and I look up at the sign, and it says 40 closed ahead. Find alternate route. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, hey, you might want to look into this. And you said, oh yeah, it's definitely closed. And like we said on the last podcast, on the house guest episode, we take a gamble sometimes.
Well,
right,
we do take a gamble. And like when we did that in Texas, when there was I forgot where we were going, but the freeway was closed and it said alternate route, and we're like, nah, it'll open up. And it did. But this alternate route, like when I looked down at the map, the alternate route was through the mountains.
Yeah, it would not have been fun.
Well, And so there was two alternate routes. There was an alternate route when we got closer, and that's the one that said dirt roads. The alternate route prior to that was not the dirt roads one.
Oh, but I see.
It was through the mountains. It was already snowing. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, I would rather be sitting on the side of the freeway than tackling mountains in the snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was just like, it didn't matter at that point in time if the freeway was going to be shut down for 4 hours or we take this 2 hour detour, because the 2 hour detour with no cell service in a mountain, that's snowing.
Now, if you think about it, we probably would end up in the same situation too, because going 2 hours out of our way would have dumped us over on the other side of the accident. But the freeway had been shut down for so long, the freeways were just filling full of snow anyway.
And it wasn't the snow that stopped us from going anywhere. It was the lack of places to stay. So all those people, because we could have kept driving. It wouldn't have been a big deal. Uh-huh. But
it was a little sketchy.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You just drive cautiously. I mean, there was a million people that drove that kept going.
Right.
You know what I mean? So what it was is, as those people that were stopped since 1 o'clock, their plans were to get past Santa Rosa and past Tucumcari into Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
But as they started booking hotels. And
yeah.
I didn't think about that until the accident opened up and I was like, okay, let me look for a hotel.
Oh yeah. After everybody else had already booked their rooms.
They're already booked. So every hotel in Santa Rosa and so I was like, okay, well we're either going to be sleeping in the car in Tucumcari.
Or sleeping in the car in Klein's Corners,
which, since the weather was so bad, it just made more sense, because we were either going to be white knuckling it, stressing out.
Well, that's what I was saying. We would have made it, but yeah, it would have been stressful because
it would have just been super slow going. You know what I mean? So it's just like, let's just stop and have an adventure.
And we did. And it was going to be stressful, because even getting off the freeway in that little like couple mile stretch, you were coaching me through driving. You're like, okay, don't press the brakes. Do this. Take it easy.
Because the trailer that we had there's no trailer brakes on it. So there's no assist pulling us as we're braking. It's literally 3,000 pounds pushing
just
the truck.
Pushing. Yeah.
So add frozen streets to that, and you're just like, once you start sliding, it's like,
it was not going to end well.
No. So what did it take us, like 45 minutes or so to get into the gas station from the freeway off ramp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
And that was a whole cluster too, because as we got into the gas station, everybody was trying to get in. Then there were trucks and people were yelling and you were out there. What were you doing out there? You're just like talking to different truck drivers and just getting their kind of like hot takes on the situation?
No. So at first I was just like looking around at what was happening. And I was like, okay, there's parking in the back of this place, but the rigs were like backed up. And I was like, most people, it looks like, are just getting gas and trying to figure their lives out. We already figured it out. We were staying there. So that's when I hopped out and I was like, let me make sure this is all asphalt under this, because I didn't want to pull into mud.
Because it was 6 inches of snow everywhere. Like you couldn't tell.
So that's when I was like walking around. I was like, well, this is asphalt. I was like, pull right here. Mm-hmm. This is where we're staying, and let everybody else figure their lives out.
Work out their problems. And people were working out their problems rather aggressively.
Because the truck drivers, a lot of them, the snow's not going to stop them or whatever. So they were trying to get out of there and some were trying to get in, and it was just like one way in, one way out type place. And then the other truck drivers that had pulled over off to the side just to sleep were blocking like half a lane. And then I was just talking to that one dude, and he was telling me about his truck, and he's like, oh, he saw Jeff's truck on the trailer, so that brought up that topic.
Was he a mini trucker, or did he know about trucks or anything?
He just had an old like 30s truck or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just funny watching the truck drivers yell at the regular car people. They call them four wheelers.
Yep.
Yeah, and then,
and the truck driver's beefing too, because there was that guy in the red truck behind just laying on his horn like that was going to make a difference. We're all standing there looking at this guy. He's like laying on his horn like, we're like, that's not helping anybody. Maybe he was getting out some aggression. Maybe that was helping him.
They were all figuring it out, but we had already figured it out. And it was kind of funny because luckily you keep those rain boots in the back of the trailer.
That was going to be the next thing I brought up. So everybody jumps out of the truck to go to the bathroom and kind of like, get situated. I jump out and my feet hit the ground and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much deep snow and wet and water. And I was like, oh, I got the boots in the thing. So I go, I get the rain boots. I give you your pair. I put on my pair. And I'm like, oh, sweet, dry feet. And then this is also a funny little thing, was right before I left, Angie was like, oh, did you grab the heavy jacket? I have like this heavy jacket with like fur around the thing. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be, because we had been saying like, it's probably going to rain, but it's not going to be cold. So I'm thinking in Maggie Valley, like I'm thinking ahead. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that cold. And I was like, all right, you're right. I'll grab it. So I grab it. And then I remember I have that. So I put that on. And then so I reach in the pockets and I pull out two pairs of gloves. And it was just like all of this thing like came together because for this exact moment.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay didn't have any boots and she had to wear a little.
She had to wear a bag of ice and a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Over her shoes.
Yeah. And then people were sleeping inside the gas station, like in the hallway to the bathroom on the benches. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a thing. I also think, though, like when I was looking at the weather, like if we would have just got ahead of that, there was no more snow.
Like, oh, yeah.
So if we would have just kept going,
mm-hmm.
it would have, like, we probably could have made it to Amarillo and been.
Oh, yeah. It would have been completely fine had it not been that accident. Yeah. Like, it was.
No, I mean,
like,
even after the accident.
Oh, you think it would have been
fine? Oh, yeah. Because the snow wasn't going west or east. Mm-hmm. It was going north. So it had crossed over that swath of us, but it mm-hmm. was just like. But in that moment, obviously, it's just like,
no. Yeah, you're making decisions.
And we didn't, it's not like we pulled into the gas station at 3 o'clock in the morning. We pulled into the gas station like 10:30.
Yeah, it was early.
So we were like, okay, well, we have to sleep here. The freezing temperatures don't let up until 7:30. So we're staying here until that happens or whatever. And for anyone listening to this that drives in the snow all the time, that is just calling us a bunch of wusses, that's totally fine. My truck's not prepared for.
I'm not prepared for those scenarios. I drive in the snow maybe once every 10 years or something like that. So
yeah.
I was not prepared. So for those who do it, good job.
My truck's not four-wheel drive. We left the four-wheel drive truck at the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the one with comfier seats and a bigger back seat. And it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I did realize one thing that I'm over that life, sleeping in trucks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100% over that life.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you kind of get that like feeling like when we're traveling. I even to be completely honest with you, I almost felt like that on the way back. Like when we made that second stop, and well, we could do it. We could just go. And then I was like,
nah. I think if Jeff wasn't following us, mm-hmm. I think we would have done it. I think we would have kept going.
We did before.
Yeah, we would. It would have been getting to my house at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then you going to sleep for a few hours, and it would have mm-hmm. been painful. But I think we would, because there's two drivers. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I definitely think we could have done it too, but we got past that, had a pretty nice trip the rest of the way, stopped at the new Buc-ee's in Amarillo, which was great. Just the rest of the trip went really good. Oh, we also did kiss another storm. Like, remember when we got into North Carolina, we were kind of like, we would go, we'd like get up in the storm, it'd be kind of rainy, and then we'd stop and then it would get ahead. I don't know if you remember that part. So that was another like little bit of weather that we ran into, but no, we got there. It was great. We got into our cabin. We had a pretty amazing few days in Maggie Valley before the show, which was the plan the whole time, you know, which we did realize that we could also do a little bit better next year, because what we did was we got there late Monday night, got up Tuesday. We recorded a podcast on Tuesday.
Because it was raining all day.
It was raining all day.
So there wasn't really like a
an explore day.
Nah. Well, that day wasn't. So we were just like, let's just knock these out. And Phil Fowler was our neighbor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Old Elm Street.
Yeah. So we're just like, hey, just walk on down to the house whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really nice just to slow roll things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And not have a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then we spent Wednesday exploring around the mountains, checking out different waterfalls, which was cool. Doing some hiking. We were hikers.
Yeah, we were definitely that last one, we were definitely hikers.
Because we had to go down and up and everything around there.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. And it was also funny because we talked to this very kind lady at a little shop in Maggie Valley, and she gave us a map of all the waterfalls. And she's all, are you hikers? And I'm like, no, I'm not a hiker.
No.
But it turns out I semi am kind of a hiker.
I guess what would you call a hiker that doesn't really hike? That we just went like a little off-road.
Yeah, a little light off-roading is what we did.
Yeah, Tuna's a hiker.
Tuna was like all over everything. That fool would climb anything.
Yeah, he is amped to just go on adventures on his feet
in his Vans with no shoelaces.
Yeah, which he was also in Vans, those same shoes, in shorts in the snow.
Yeah, for our we forgot to mention our snowball fight. We had our side of the freeway snowball fight.
Yeah, and then when Jeff woke up revving his engine,
that was amazing.
Yeah, and it's funny because I knew when I heard that, I woke up and he's parked next to us in his Chevy, and I heard the truck just wah, and I was like, I know exactly what he's doing because I've done that a bunch of times because I slept in my truck a bunch of times. Yeah, I've woke up to my truck just like wrapped out.
It definitely got something out. It got definitely got something out. But so that was, it was a pretty exciting time. The only thing, and we talked about this on the way back, the only thing that we might do different, we might do our whole like Gatlinburg adventure, Pigeon Forge adventure, maybe like a day earlier.
Yeah, though I was thinking about that. The only thing that sucks about that is that the people that fly in, they like, can't fly in Joey, Tuesday night. They can, like a lot of times. So, but it wasn't bad because honestly, like we got everything set up that morning. You know what I mean? And and really, there was no, like when we got back at a decent time. And when we woke up in the morning, like it was more like we were a little tired, but I don't know. It didn't affect me very much at all. I just think that, I think either Wednesday or Thursday is fine for that stuff. But also Pigeon Forge, I think next year will probably be like, I was thinking about this. I was like, once we conquer a few more things in Pigeon Forge, we don't need to go back there.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing we're, the only really thing we're missing, we accomplished our mountain coaster thing.
Well, with two, and there's still, I want to do every single one. That's my goal for next year. So How many are there? I don't know. I think there's eight or nine or, but in reality, when you think about it, we didn't do much in Pigeon Forge.
Not really.
We, you know what I mean? Like we could have skipped that whole museum thing. That was,
yeah, the crime museum. We did. We went to the crime museum.
Yeah, that was,
which by the end of that, we realized this is a museum that basically you could figure out on Google.
Yeah.
Like was like, I'm going to come out and say it was kind of disappointing. I was like walking around. Yeah. I was like kind of bored. I'm like falling asleep. I'm like, oh, because you know what the problem is here's the problem. They're like, oh, here's a serial killer, and these are the weapons they use. These are not the actual weapons. They're reimagining of the weapons.
Or they were used in the movie to remake this thing.
And yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, here's the AK-47 or whatever from Scarface. I'm like, that's a fake movie.
So the only thing that made that fun was we were all together.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
it didn't matter if we were walking down the street. Like, it didn't matter. Also, the food sucks out there.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
it sucks in Maggie Valley. It sucks like that pizza place we went to sucks. Oh, yeah.
So, the pizza place.
The it just I don't know. Like Gatlinburg, when we had food there last year, it sucks. So if there's someone out there that like knows of the super secret spots in Pigeon Forge or that area where like you have some food that's not just mashed potatoes and meat, you know what I mean? Like
and or like, you know, we stopped at I don't even know the name of the restaurant we stopped at, but we stopped for lunch and it was it was all very, but that's the whole I was gonna say. It was all very generic, you know. But that's the whole point of that town. That town is a tourist, generic, like,
it is, but, thing. Like, you would think that... I mean, we haven't explored it enough to realize this, but I know there's people that have got, go to Pigeon Forge all the time, so hook us up with the good food spots.
Well, the good food was Joey's pancakes.
Even it was good. It
that,
is good.
That was good. That was but really good.
It doesn't blow me away, though.
The pancakes were pretty legit.
Yeah, they were good, but it's still, it was just like, all right, I don't know. I don't know, man. Bucky's was the best food on the trip for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not even, and that's, and that, even Bucky's, I was just like, by the, that last time, I was like, screw this place too. You know what I mean? I don't know what it was. It was just like, and I think it was the knowing that I'm going to get one of these 30 minutes from my house soon.
Yeah.
It takes away that specialness of it. And like Lindsay was saying, it's such a touristy place now. It's like, and we go so much. It's more of like, it's like Hattie B's. Hattie B's is like a destination to us.
Yeah.
It's like a goal accomplished. And Bucky's was always the goal accomplished.
And that goal started getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah.
Because Amarillo was the next day. Like, usually we're like a couple days into a trip and we're like finally getting like, we made it.
We made it. Yeah. And this honestly, one just like, Amarillo would be the same day if we wouldn't have got that whole thing. So it's just funny like that these things, and I just probably just because we've been doing them so much and it's just like okay
we have to find that new thing.
What's Hattie B's will still be the best.
Absolutely. That's because like it's a rush. I mean, there's a Hattie B's in Vegas, but it's definitely not the same experience.
Yeah,
because it's in a casino, it's in like a food court, it's like it's like almost like a snack bar where there's no chair, like no seats or anything. You're just kind of like at a bar.
Yeah.
So yeah, but definitely Hattie B's will always be that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food in general was not good. I was wanting to, that when we had lunch that Thursday in Pigeon Forge, like, again, I don't even remember the restaurant. There was, right behind it was this place called No Way Jose's.
Probably amazing food. We should probably just go there next
time. I was like, everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to come all the way here to eat Mexican food. I'm all like, I'm not coming here to eat Mexican food. I'm coming here to eat at No Way Jose's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous.
You just never know. Yeah. You never know who's running that place. Right. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And also, again, Pigeon Forge is like this touristy place to do the most cheesiest touristy things.
Yeah. And you got to understand that, like, the overall palate of the people that they are serving, maybe not so adventurous, you know? It's like it all fits. It all kind of fits together.
Yeah.
But the one thing we went on some mountain coasters. I finally got home and watched my video because, like, the last mountain coaster that we went on offered a video at the end that you could purchase, and I purchased it. I'm like, yeah, I think yours was better because you showed me yours, and yours was way better.
Oh, really?
Mine was not that good. Yeah, mine wasn't that good. Like, I did a better job filming myself the whole time. Yeah.
I didn't even take my phone into that one.
Oh, really?
No, because I was like, I already filmed a mountain coaster. I don't need to film another mountain coaster.
That one was the best. Like, out of all the mountain coasters, that was the best one.
Yeah, but on video, it doesn't. Really,
it all translates the same thing.
Yeah, and I was just like, I'm just gonna. Because that first one, I was on my phone, and I was like, I need to flip this into selfie mode. And I was like, going down this roller coaster, not hitting the brakes. And I was like,
trying to flip it.
Which that second coaster would have been better because you get brakes because it's more.
And multiple and drops. Multiple drops. Yeah.
I was just like, man, if I drop my phone right now, this is going to be really bad.
The first one was fun because it was the first one of the day. Because I think we only went on two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one was cool because they had the goats.
Yeah,
feeding the goats and stuff like that, and then a little bike with the thing.
Yeah, so it was more was like a whole experience on that one. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna have another thought. Oh, the only thing, and we went and did go karts. That was super fun. We Googled, like, that's basically what we were relying on. Is we were Googling like the best, which actually always took us back to Reddit subreddits,
which was funny because prior to this, me and Lindsay were looking up stuff, but neither of us took notes on what we looked up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, crap. So we got into Pigeon Forge and I was just like, I don't know where to go.
You're like, I forgot everything.
So when we were eating, I was kind of like Googling it again. And then, yeah, we were like, okay, we want to go on go-karts. Ever since we've driven through that town the very first time and saw those multi-level go-karts, you know, we're like, oh, I want to go on these. And so we Google the fastest ones.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the fastest ones, but it was literally just a circle track. And we couldn't go at once. And it was just kind of like, we were like,
it was fun, but also,
it was I'm not to be a Debbie Downer here.
Uh-huh.
We should have left that place and went immediately to a different place because
right.
I think I knew because there was two options, right? Lindsay was like, we could do all the tracks for this price or the one faster track for this price. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking out there and I was like, all those other tracks they're just like kiddie tracks kind of.
Yeah, they are basically.
And I was like, I'm like, if all of us are out on that track, it'll be fun. And then, so we get there and they're like, oh, we don't have enough cars.
Yeah. So it was like four at a time.
Yeah.
We ended up being so far apart that it was just us driving in circles.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. If it would have been a bunch of us together, it would have been a lot of fun.
So, you know, what's also interesting about that, the whole thing is because like I got in it and I was like filming myself driving it. It felt intense. Like they were like, even though I had the slowest freaking car.
I had your same car on my thing.
Yeah,
I got we both lapped had the by same Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. It was slow, but when you're driving it, it does feel like a little more intense because you're like kind of sliding a little bit in the corners. And then you go back and watch like when everybody else is outside like recording it, and you're like, that's not going very fast at all.
No, not at all. It's just because it's just like a mini truck.
Yeah, you think
you're going so fast and you're not because you're just so low to the ground. It feels like it. But if there would have been turns, those would have been way fun.
That would have been a lot of fun, yeah.
So then we were like, hey, we're going to go and fix this. We want to do, and then they all closed because of the rain.
The rain. So we failed because the goal was to go on a multi-level one.
Yeah.
Which would have been a lot of fun. And then everybody's all like, a couple people were like, well, kind of like a little hesitant. They're like, I don't know. They seem rickety. I'm all, the ricketier, the better. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind losing my life on when they.
Even that one that we stopped at, that alien one, I saw that on the way. And when we stopped back, I was like, I'm kind of glad this one was close because that one wasn't the better one.
Oh.
I remember
seeing
that
one. Did you see the better one?
There was like a wooden one. that was like a look longer. And anyway, they're probably, it doesn't
matter. I wanted a little rickety.
Yeah, like Ghost Town. I want a little
sense of danger.
Ghost Town wood roller coaster rickety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I want like high tech steel.
No. Yeah. You're talking about like Ghost Rider at Knott's, right?
Ghost Rider at Knott's.
Yeah. That thing is rowdy. Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, because I know the go-karts aren't going to be fast.
Yeah.
But the more turns and like that makes it
better. I just wanted, like you said, I wanted more competition. I wanted to get in there and like,
because
get around people and like really race.
Yeah. That's, just because when I was driving that go-kart, I was like, I'm not even here with my friends now.
I know, you're just by yourself. Just,
and I would just see you guys and you're just waving and I just wave back. I'm like.
There was one highlight, very funny part, was Lindsay, who's not very tall, getting in hers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like a pair of sunglasses and a helmet barely looking over the dash.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
She almost lapped me too, because I think I saw a clip that you posted and I came in and she was right behind me.
Yeah. We got the crappiest one.
Yeah, we did. Joey got the best one.
Joey got the best one. He got the silver one. Well, it was number three.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to juice that one up.
Yeah.
Raise hail, burn Dale or something. I don't know.
It didn't matter though, because just the group of people that we had.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It
didn't matter what we were doing.
No, you know, it was like so much fun.
Eating crappy food, going on stupid go-karts, the mountain coasters. I love those things. It's just so cool. So I can't, I'm gonna make a note in the ones we went on and then the ones we need to hit. And next year's goal is mountain coasters.
We're going to be a little more prepared.
We're going to have notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But like you said, it definitely came down to the group of people that we were with. I've said before, like, I was always excited for the trip, but the second I found out Joey was going, and I'm not saying Joey's company is any better than anybody else's company, but Joey definitely adds another dimension to the whole group dynamic.
Yes.
So with him being there.
When we used to have parties and there would be 20 of us standing around, everyone's just kind of, if Joey was there, he could liven those 20 people up.
And oh, yeah.
He's like the salt to your food.
Exactly. Like, all this
food is there and it's good. But if you just sprinkle a little bit of salt, it brings everything to life.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little Joey in there and
boom. Yeah. Joey's amazing. The salt to our bland food.
Yep. Yep. And one of the highlights, and I keep chuckling about it, is what Lindsay was talking about when we were eating at Bojangles later on in the week, or later on that weekend. And Joey, of course, quickly made friends with the two clerks and then had them by first name. And then one girl's named Jessica. And he goes, we were missing something. He's like, oh, hold on, let me go. I'll go get it from Jessica. And she's like, oh, Jess. That's Joey right there in a nutshell.
To backtrack a little bit, the cabin that we stayed in was really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I jumped ahead, but yeah, back to
the cabin. No, we could jump around all we want. It's,
yeah.
Getting home felt like I was moving into my house for the first time because we were gone so long, and it just felt like
that's where we got very comfortable. We got very comfortable in that space.
Which is good because we all had space, privacy. Like, it's very important when you go on a trip we were gone for what?
A week and a half,
9 days or something like that.
Something like that.
And we were in that cabin for a while, and it's just, and we learned on a few trips that it's really important to just have that little space you could, get away from people.
Yeah, no, it was great, and it was like, you know, we'd all have our separate rooms. Me, Jeff, Tuna were downstairs. You, Lindsay, and Joey were upstairs. So, like, you know, we had our own space, but then we kind of gather in the living room and the kitchen, like a little communal space. It was awesome.
Well, every morning we made breakfast.
Yeah. Hung out.
Went out on the porch, looked outside. Yeah. Had coffee, watched the baseball, watched the Cubs beat the Dodgers two times in a row.
Two times in a row. Yes. That
happened. Yeah. Little highlight to my trip.
I'm happy for you.
But yeah, it was just like, I don't know. It was just fun. And we booked the cabins for next year already. So
yeah, we're ready to go.
And, Devin and Tina from Canada already booked their cabin on the cliffs too.
Oh, in that on Elm?
Yep, same thing.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's the block.
That's the block.
That is the block. Because all our neighbors were Phil Fowler up the street. We had, and I don't know his name, but the NC guy with the Titan next to us. That was super cool.
And I think both of them booked those new cabins they were talking about down the road.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I like these ones. Because they had they character. Felt like character without having to climb an insane mountain.
True.
Mm-hmm. Except for that first night when we showed up at midnight and I should have just told Jeff to stay down the hill while we went and looked. Instead, we just went up and Jeff looked at me and he goes, "What did you get me into?"
Yeah, it was a little tight.
It was a little tight. And then he had to when he pulled his trailer up that one steep street to back up and do the 3-point turn or whatever, coming down, just dragging his trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry, you didn't hear that part.
I didn't. I was in my own world.
Yeah, it was loud. I was like, ooh, no, we're not going to bother any of these people. They're all mini truckers renting these cabins anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the cabin was great. My favorite part was just getting up every morning and looking out that back balcony and just seeing the smoky mountains with the fog and mist just hanging out. Like every morning, it was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also so funny too, from our perspective, being people from the desert, from the West Coast, going out there and seeing that. And like some people, that's normal. You know, if they came out here and just opened up to the ocean, they'd be like, "Oh my God, this is amazing."
Yeah.
You know? But that is amazing. But it's just kind of like interesting perspectives. Like we had a lot of comments of like, "Oh, you guys never seen water before," and like stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's funny, we don't see water.
Well, you just go up to Big Bear and it looks the same. You know what I mean? Like not the same, but it's very
same, different.
Well, have you ever stayed in a cabin in the mountains in Big Bear?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very similar. There's mountains
very
and
similar.
Trees and green and, you know, but like, or if you go to Central Coast of California, you know, foggy.
That's probably more of an accurate, you know, comparison.
So it's not like, and then me here, I mean, look, we left 45 minutes away from my house. It was snow on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, with pine trees and tree and all that stuff. So, but it's funny when people come out here and they see a cactus.
I remember when
Alan and them came down from Canada. And he was like, "We're just going to go drive in the desert because we just want to see the desert." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you drive between my house and the grocery store and there's 1,000 cactuses and like all this stuff." So, yeah, you get used to your surroundings. So anything different, you're just like, "Oh, my gosh, this is the best."
My funny little Canadian thing like that was I was dealing with some weeds here and I was like putting them away. And then Amy, she's like, "What?" She's like, "Hold on." Those tumbleweeds, they're real?
They're real?
They're not. I thought they were like in cartoons and like movies and stuff. And then like at that year, we had just tons of them. Like the whole corner of my property was like 6 foot high, all these. And I said, "Yeah, these are totally real."
Yeah. I remember the first time Nick from New Zealand back in the day, he came and stayed at my house in SoCal when he was out here. And we're driving down the road and tumbleweeds were flying across the road. And he was like,
"So what is happening?"
He goes, "Those are real." Same thing. He's like, "I thought they were just in cartoons."
Yeah.
Like, no, they're real.
They're real. But the show itself was incredible. Thank you to everybody who swung by the booth, purchased merch. It was great. It was such a, I mean, yeah, like, yes, we did well as far as like selling t-shirts, but just the whole weekend was great. Like it flowed so well. You know, everybody stopping by the booth, saying what's up. Just like this whole like ebb and flow of positivity kind of coming in on the booth.
It was. I guess that's a really good way to put it. Is just everything was positive about the whole.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Everybody came by. You know, was just super stoked to be there. I mean, the weather was great. The rain messed with us a little bit on Friday, but it just like, just kind of cleared. And as it cleared, this also relates to like the show in general, but kind of like the thing that we came up with, or at least in my brain, it was like sun equals sales, like, and but sun equals fun equals hanging out. Like, I'm not just equating it to that one thing, but what I'm saying is when the weather's good, the vibes are super good.
Yeah,
you know, the vibes are so good when the weather's not so great, but it does help.
Yeah, you know, and it was it's so busy, you know. Luckily Joey was there.
Oh yeah,
you know, because we didn't have Kim. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have, it was just us three. And if it just remained us three and Joey wasn't there, we would have filmed nothing basically.
Yeah.
Like, because we need to get out there and do that. But yeah, that's how busy it was. And it was really cool. And speaking of Joey though, we got to talk about him one more time so he could get a big head, you know, because
we
talk about him every episode now.
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey, someone recognized him and said, "That's Uncle Joey." And he was like blown away by that.
Yeah.
And two, the gifts that he gave us, that he was supposed to give us.
Oh my gosh.
We recorded that All House podcast and then we were finished. And then later that night, I thought he was going to lose his crap. He was so pissed at himself because he got these gifts that were so good and he wanted to give them to us on camera, but he ended up giving them to us that next morning or whatever. And mine's already hung up in the living room.
Mine's also in the living room far away. Yeah. But he gave it. So the situation behind that was his friend went to the Dodgers Cubs series in Tokyo and brought back a couple gifts. And Joey, being not a Dodgers or Cubs fan, a Padres fan, was like, I know two people who would absolutely love these things.
Yeah.
And he was correct. Because like we were so both correct. Like, whoa, it was like incredible, you know. Joey, to blow more smoke up his butt, is an incredible gift-giving, kind person. Yeah. Like, he hardly thinks of himself. He'll think of everybody else. And not will he just think of everybody else, but he will remember something very specific that you like and then find something and then give it to you. Yeah. I mean, he's, I don't mean to brag or anything, but he's given me things over the years that, like, are tiny things of you know, tiny things, but they mean so much. Like, he, it's up on my wall right now. It's a Misfits Super 7 little action figure. He's all, oh, yeah, I got this because I saw it. You like the Misfits? Here you go. And it's like, yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, he's like the complete opposite of me when it comes to
that. And me.
I'm so bad. Like,
so bad.
I'm so bad at just remembering certain things until after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, and I feel so bad. But, you know, I have to, like I always feel bad when he gives me the most amazing gifts, and I'm like, I don't have anything for you, you know? But then again, I have to understand that, like, that's what he wants. He just wants you to be happy. Like, he doesn't care about getting stuff back or whatever. His whole thing is just seeing his friends happy. He cares a lot about that.
Yeah.
And it shows. And it not only shows in these, like, tiny little, you know, gestures that he gives us, these little gifts and stuff, but even, like, the interaction that he was having in the booth with people, he brightened people's days. Like, people would rock in through the booth.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would talk to them, and they would leave a little bit happier than they... I mean, I'm not that they weren't happy when they got there, but they would leave a little bit happier than they were when they got there. Just because Joey is that people person.
Yeah. And I told... I was like, so you're coming next year, right? And he's like, well... I was like, I'll fly you out. Like, you're hired now.
Yeah. You know, part of the crew.
Know, do you want to go on the road? Like, come on.
Take some time off of work, Joey. But then he's going to figure out what it's really like. He's like, oh, no, this sucks, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just keep him. We'll just keep him on the fun stuff. Like, just fly in, have fun, fly out. We won't bother him with the messy details. With the rest of the stuff. The messy details.
Sitting in the truck for 3 days. Yeah.
Which, you know, we have to hand it to ourselves that we are able to do that and still maintain, you know, like you, me, and Lindsay being stuck in a extra cab Titan for 3 days, you know, like that shows some resilience for our own personalities, you know.
Yeah.
To just like when maybe you're, you know, it's not feeling that great, you can kind of like let some things go and just whatever. So I think that's really, really helpful too. But yeah, back to the show. Couple really amazing moments. We'll start with you and I. Our friend Dale Hughes from Canada gave us this. Which, by the way, I sneakily stuck in the trailer. You didn't see it? Because he gave it to us, and we both were like, who's going to take it? What are we going to do? And then I immediately just shoved it in a box in the trailer.
I'm like, this is mine.
Well, you got the cool Danny skateboard.
Oh, yeah, I do have that.
Which is on your wall. So, right. But anyway, I just thought it was funny that I...
So anyone that gives us stuff, you have to give us two things now. Like, we need two of everything.
We joked that we were going to cut this thing in half.
Yeah.
And you were going to take half. And then we were going to come here and then kind of put it to... That would have been hilarious.
That would have been.
But no, let me explain what it is. Dale Hughes from Canada. He's in Relaxed Atmosphere Canada. He makes this award. Yeah. Phil Bilt?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a billet license plate. And it says Southeast Mini Truck and Nationals Maple Billet Award 2025. And it's got two maple leaves on it. Come over to the... it says Phil Bilt Designs on the back.
There you go.
Come over to the YouTube and check it out. I'm showing it to the camera right now. So we were like totally taken off guard because he came up and he said, hey, I make this award every year for the show. And I give it to someone who he thinks is like making a difference in the scene or contributing positively to the scene. And he picked us and we're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's pretty incredible. Like, you know, that someone would think that we do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So it was very super cool. It was such an honor to get.
And he's such a good dude. Every year, like, we have these people that we don't see all the time. And every year we see them. Mini Nats is probably the biggest one. Like, our buddy in Extreme Lows that comes up and he's just like, hey, good to see you guys here. And we talk for like 5 minutes and then that's it. And we see him the next year. And there's people at Mini Nets that do that.
Yeah.
And he's
one of K-Rad and his crew.
Oh yeah. 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 Those guys are so freaking cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, and so yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but he's one of those people that we see that one time a year, pretty much for the most part. And yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, man. We like, if I don't know if he listens, but thanks, man. We really appreciate it. I will take good care of this.
Yes.
And then Brian can get the next one.
The drop with Frank and Brian, if anything ever happens, like we get mad at each other and we one of us quits, the one that quits has to give up
all the accolades stuff
to the other person. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you were like, you're like, Brian, quitting. I'm done. I'm moving into my Airstream. I'm living at the beach. No more mini trucks, no more podcasts. I'm like, well, give me that award because I'm going to keep going.
Or one day you're just going to be chilling, get a ring at the door. It's a delivery guy. You open the package and you just see this and you're just like, like, that's it. Like I just send it to you and you're like,
yeah. And then, but then you're gone. I never taught. Yeah, exactly.
I know it's over.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at my computer trying to FaceTime you. I'm all.
Just a ring.
I'm all. You ready?
Are we ready? Yeah. But anyway, thanks to Dale. That's super cool. another really great moment of the show was our good friend Sean Rose had made that metal sign with the Custom Life logo. And I kind of knew this getting there because he showed me a long time ago. He's like, hey, look, I made you this thing. Because like basically what he does is he has machinery. So he's trying out things and like doing different things. He's like, hey, could I make your logo? I was like, yeah, you can do whatever you want, man. And so he makes this thing. He's all here. I'm going to give it to you. So cool. But I had knew ahead of time that, okay, Mike, hold on. There we go. Sorry about that. Anyway, I knew ahead of time that I was going to give it right back to him because he, every year at Mini Nats, he does a special auction on items to raise money for his charity that he does really good work with. And I said, take it, put it in your charity. And you know, I want to kind of return the favor. And he's like, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. So he did. And our friend Matt Stone paid $550 for it.
Yes.
I was like, wow, it's worth $550. First of all, because Sean is really, really good at what he does. And super badass. Yeah. But also the fact that Matt would go and spend $550 on something that just has my logo on it is also pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
it's like a really good feel good moment at there because a lot of people are overpaying. Not that he's overpaid for that, but it's just like they're not normally spending that much money on certain things, but it doesn't matter because it's just like, it's going to a good cause.
Yeah.
And everyone gets wrapped up in it and it's super fun. And we were talking about, you know, we gave some banners to them and stuff, but we were talking about doing something
like extra special.
Like more artistic, you know, like maybe taking some of our designs and figuring something out there. But yeah, that was freaking cool. And it's funny cause that in the photo, it looks cool. But in real life it looked
way
so cooler. Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really cool. Really big thanks to Sean and big thanks to Sean for all the support that he gives us. You know, he's there, he's down for what we do. And we support him. And a real quick shout out to him, because he works very closely with Eastwood Tools. That's his thing. He has that brand new trailer, bright blue trailer, full of tools. He's traveling around giving demonstrations, which was really cool because what he was doing is he already had like pre-cut out like squares of aluminum, so people could go up into the booth and actually B-roll something out, which was his logo, the R. And so he's traveling around doing these things. He works closely with Eastwood. So if you go to eastwoodtools.com and put in Rose 10, it will save you 10% on all your purchases on there. So thank you, Sean, for everything you do for both of us, even though it was my logo on the thing. But speaking about Matt and his buddy. Just kidding, Lance. They gave us a cool little jar of moonshine.
Which I don't quickly drink moonshine. There's no moonshine for you and me. So, who did I give it to Dean or who
gave it to Dean?
You gave it to Dean.
Yeah. I gave it to Dean. Dean took it to the head and had a good time.
And Brad, I love how he brought the empty bottle back the next
day. Yeah, like it's a refund, like an exchange or refund. Yeah, or
like
something.
A core.
Like a core charge. Yeah. Yeah, like a core charge.
Yeah, so that
Lance, he's going to...
Yeah, and so the moonshine went to a good place.
It did. He enjoyed it. Thanks, yeah. Lance. And it was really cool. It had a... I still have the jar. It has like mini gnats on it and says Broke Society, which is their club.
Yeah.
Matt and Lance's club. So yeah, cool. Very, very big thanks to those two dudes who are also, again, just super supportive of what we do. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So many highlights from the weekend. So many great conversations. So many cool people rolling through. So many like little interesting things that happened. One interesting thing that happened. It was Sunday and Joey's there doing Joey things, talking to people, and he's talking to this guy, and I don't hear their conversation, and I walk up and the guy's wearing a shirt with huge letters that says Inland Empire. And I was like, Inland Empire. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm from there. And so we had this whole like little thing about him being from, you know, San Bernardino, Southern California and stuff. So little interactions like that were totally made the whole weekend, you know?
And then the other thing was the Switch truck.
Yeah, so, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the Switch guys bought a truck, painted it, and took it out to Mininats, and they sold posters. So every poster you bought, you get 5 raffle tickets. So did you buy 1 or 2 posters?
Well, I bought 2, but 1 for me, 1 for Alan.
Okay, so I bought 2, both for me. And then I think Lindsay bought some. Anyways, our group bought all these things, and we didn't come home with the truck, but we came home with a lot of posters.
We came home with like 100 posters. Yeah. There's like so many. I call it.
Everybody was like just putting their posters in the trailer.
It was funny because like people would get their tickets and be like, hey, can I put this in the trailer? Yeah, sure, whatever. And everybody would do that. I call it the pile of broken dreams.
Yeah.
Because it's just a whole pile of these posters, which at the next show that we'll both be at, we'll be giving those away because like, what are we going to do with them?
Yeah, exactly. But the the funny part was we're all three standing there and they're giving the truck away at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we all want to be over there just in case one of us wins. We did not think that part through.
No.
You know what I mean? We did not. We're just like, because we're just like, okay. I was like, all right, well, I'll just go and record for both of us. And then I think Lindsay gave her camera to Jeff. And I almost missed it. I walked up, put my microphone on the camera and hit record just as they were giving it away.
Yeah, like just as they were announcing the winner. Oh, no, you said that you had turned on the microphone just as Seth was saying, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, because I was walking around filming. I like one in the afternoon, I was like, hey, I'm going to go film. So I started walking around filming and lost track of time, something I do quite often. And I was like, oh, what time? So I asked this dude, because I don't have my phone on me. I'm like, hey, what time is it? He's like, oh, it's 1:59.
Oh, you're right.
And I was like, oh. So I grabbed my microphone out of my pocket. I'm putting it on the camera on the gimbal. And as soon as I hit record and walked around the stage right there, Seth was like, okay, let's do this. And they drew a ticket. And I was like, when he didn't draw our names, any of our names, I was like, ah, that's fine. This footage, it's like, don't need it anymore. You know what I mean?
It's still fascinating. It's still, so you were there. Was the person who won, was their reaction pretty good? Like, were they pretty stoked?
The dude was, I got it all on film and I told him to like, give me a thumbs up and all this stuff. And he had sold a truck very similar to that, like 14 years ago, he said. The other funny thing was, everyone that was talking about that winning that truck, because we're all like, I'm going to win it. I'm going to win it. And you're like, I'm going to drive it home. I'm going to do this. There were people coming up to the booth and they're like, if I win that truck, I'm just going to turn around and give it back to the auction.
And oh, yeah. Like,
I'm not.
Nah.
I was like, no. Yeah, because I was just like, is the expectation now to turn around and give it back to the auction? And me, not me. I would just get in it, start it, and drive it back to the booth.
Yep. Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh my gosh, that'd have been hilarious if you or one of us wanted, you won it or something, and then we're just standing there and you rock up just driving it. That'd been so
cool. Oh my God.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But we did not. But the goal was accomplished for the Switch guys because their main goal was to not only give away this really cool truck and do all this stuff, but they did it on Saturday, so the guy who won it was cruising it that night, and he sure as shit was cruising that thing.
Oh, yeah,
he was up
and
down with the flag and everything.
Yeah, and he made it home. Cool. I saw that he drove it home. So
that's
awesome.
I forgot
where he lived, Georgia or something like that.
Well, at least it wasn't too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like driving it back to California, Arizona. That would have been a mission.
I would have. That we were talking about that. We're like, oh, I'll just drive it home. I would have just thrown it back on Tom's truck.
That would have made the most sense.
Yeah.
And then he's all, that's $3,000 to.
Yeah. And then I just told him to suck it. You're not coming to the Forbidden show anymore. Take this, or not coming to our show anymore.
Yeah, hold him hostage over it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the whole weekend was incredible. I'm sure we're missing some things.
I'm sure we'll pop in with some
yeah. things. Let me check my notes. I have some notes. Let me check.
I have a note. Here. I have these hats. I made these.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they've been sitting here. Everyone's been watching them. And I think they came out really good. I think it's missing something, but I'm doing like all these tests on mm-hmm. like different logos and different what's working and what's not. So sold a bunch of those, but I do have them if anybody wants any. And I still have this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were trying to sell that.
So if anybody wants this 2X tall Dixon mini truck and Nat shirt from the 30th, hit me up and I'll sell it to you. I forgot how much I paid for it, $60 or something like that. Because I forgot I had it until the last day.
Yeah.
At Mini Nats, and I was like, oh. That, and I met the dude that is hooking me up with these Mazda seats. So we talked about these Mazda seats for my Tacoma. I talked about them on a video that I made about it. Like, oh, I need Mazda seats. And then someone messaged me, and they were like, I got them. You can have them. Just pay shipping. And I was like, cool. And then Tuna ended up having some, but Tuna only had one. So I was like, who had those seats? I deleted the message. I can't find the message, something. And the dude was there.
And he came, oh, that's right. He came up to you. And it's like, oh, I'm the Mazda booth.
And yeah. And he has an upholstery shop.
That's awesome.
Called Complete Upholstery. So
where's he from? Yeah,
he's from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
CompleteUpholsteryShop.com, Complete Upholstery on Instagram. So I have to drive to Georgia in like 2 months or something like that. So I'm going to
That works out well.
Yeah. And he's going to wrap them for me.
That's awesome. That's super cool.
So it'll be part of a video story, I'm assuming, soon on the Tacoma. So
also, over these next 2 weeks, while you guys are enjoying the guest episodes that we have coming up, I'll be dropping some videos too, and I'm making that promise right now because I'm gonna do it. We have the Forbidden video coming up first, mm-hmm. and then the Mini Nats video coming after that,
and then the Sparks video,
and then the Sparks video, or the Showcase video, or the Dino's video.
One of those. You have quite a bit.
I do, but it's okay. Like I said, I'm refocused, I'm energized, and it's gonna happen.
I have nothing to do until I leave for Moab for the C10 Red Rock show, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to edit Sparks.
Oh, cool.
I just edited a little video of like that Kyusha Club thing and dropped it on Instagram today. Mm-hmm. And me and Will are gonna drive our trucks to that tomorrow.
Oh, no, with his Tundra?
No. Will Freeman.
Which Will? Will Freeman. Oh, well, see
you. Actually, sorry, both Wills, because Will Rucker hit me up, too, and he was like, hey, I'm going to take...
It is the Tundra.
It is the Tundra. So, yeah,
and
so I'm going to...
Will Freeman with his 7.0.
Yeah. Cool. Yes.
Man, that's a lot of fun. We have a lot of exciting things coming up over these next month. You said you're going to Moab, but also other things, a couple months, which actually is really good, because this person asked me if I could mention this. There's a few events coming up in May. This person is actually local here in the high desert in Phelan, California. It's a club called Cryptic Collections. They're having a cruise night, May 31st, at the Pizza Factory in Phelan, California.
Are you going? Are you going to take the Forerunner?
Here's the thing. I've been wanting to go. So that same day is the Genocide Pink Motel show.
Oh, you've been wanting to go
to
that
for a
while.
I've been wanting to go that for years. And it's always been the same weekend as...
is it during the day? Maybe you could hit the cruise night on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that might work out.
Like a twofer.
Yeah, like a twofer. Yeah, that might work out. But, yeah, I'm gonna take the Forerunner down to this Genocide show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've been really looking forward to that. Then after that, I may be missing some things. But then after that, we have the Unfinished Business show in June 21st.
Am I in June here?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not going to is the Classic Truck Throwdown, which is the same place as LST, is the 5th through the 5th, 6th through the 8th
of June.
And then Unfinished Business on the 21st.
That's going to be a very exciting weekend for me. And I just made a decision last night. And I don't know if Joey's caught up on these episodes or not, but Joey, if you're listening, this is your heads up. So while we were out there, we were talking, and Joey's like, yeah, I'm going to go see Wu-Tang and Run the Jewels. And he's like, I have 2 extra tickets. And I
was Run the Jewels is playing too?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Wu-Tang and Run the Jewels.
He didn't tell me that part.
Oh.
He just said Wu-Tang, and people are going to probably bash me, but I've never got into Wu-Tang enough to be like, oh, I'm excited for it.
Oh, well, I mean, but the other part,
the other part I would be down to go to.
That'd be super cool, because that's the same day as the Unfinished Business show. So we're going to go down to the Unfinished Business.
He's going to come up. You're going to go down. You're going to meet each other at Unfinished Business, and then right. You're going to go down.
Go down. We're going to go to the concert, Wu-Tang, Run the Jewels. Then I was thinking, like, man, you know, I want to make a video of the show, and that'd be cool to incorporate the concert. What else could I do to, like, spice it up a little bit? So, Joey, Sunday, we're going to do a feature on your truck. Going to bring all my shit. We're going to shoot a feature on his Tacoma, and then that'll be the video.
You don't want to wait till he bags the front of it?
I think it'll be fine. Okay. So, Joey, this is your heads up that we're going to do a feature on your truck that Sunday.
Hell yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, and I probably won't be going to that concert thing just now thinking about it.
Oh, well, that's okay.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's exciting. Exciting things coming up. Videos dropping, shows going on. It's not stopping. We're not stopping. We're not letting off the gas.
Yeah. And then there's Camp and Drag that's coming up for some people. And then mm-hmm. C10 Slowdown, which you said you're in July. You're that first week of July. When are you going to Hawaii?
The end of July.
Yeah. So the 20th. Yeah. Because that's 24th, 25th. That's that weekend at that. And then Intervention is coming up.
We'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar right now.
Yeah, and we'll bring up these things, because in a couple of weeks when we reconvene, we'll go over all this stuff again.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking right now. Just like
a quick rundown.
Just a quick talking out loud thing here.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. We do have questions.
We do have some questions. Do you want to not go do them now or do them later?
Well, if we don't do them now, we're doing them in 3 weeks.
Well, then
let's do them in 3 weeks.
Yeah, let's do them in 3 weeks and ask some more questions, please. Drop us some more questions, because we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so what is today? Today's the 3rd, so we got this episode will be the 5th and the 12th and 19th, so we won't be back until the 26th.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Sure. I mean, the answering the questions and doing
I
that,
see. So. Okay. All right. Cool.
Which will be good, because that C10's and the Red Rock show and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll be able to talk about that and all the other little adventures we do in between then.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the guest episodes coming up. They're really, really good.
They are very good.
Yep. All right. Later.
Later.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
LiveLifeCustom.com. Grander-TV.com.
Oh, yeah. My new shirt's on there right now.
Mine is
too. And you have yours on there too. So, yeah, we've new shirts. And
banners,
and we're gonna run a special on drop shirts. So, we sold a bunch, but we have some. We always do this, we sell a bunch at the couple shows we go to, mm-hmm. then we get dwindled down, mm-hmm. and now we're gonna put them on sale on the website and make
on Grinder on Grinder-TV.com.
Yeah, they'll be on the Grinder-TV website. So, yep. I'm gonna change the price on the ones we have left and sell them.
There we go. All right, now we'll see you next week, or see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
All right, bye.